Hey everybody, thank you so much for tuning in, making Total Wellness Radio a part of your day. In today's episode, I get an opportunity to catch up with Zach and McKenna Ellis from Lingle, Wyoming. This young couple have made tremendous strides in the restoration of their health, performance, but also mindset, consistency, personal disciplines. They just have an overwhelming and empowering story. I really thought it would be wonderful for folks to hear on the radio program. Their story, how he lost about 60 pounds, she's lost about 30 pounds, and their journey just continues on in less than a year. So sit back and enjoy this episode of Total Wellness Radio as we catch up with Zach and McKenna Ellis, Lingle, Wyoming. Hey, good day, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in to Total Wellness Radio. I have a very special episode today. I'm so excited about it. I really don't know where to start. I mean, we have so many things that we could talk about and different questions, but to keep my guests comfortable and calm and collected, I made some notes to myself so that we can drive the discussion in a manner that is meaningful and hopefully gives a lot of you listeners some real insight into what it takes today to develop mindset, disciplines, consistency, the importance thereof, to pick a plan and stick to it, and all these things. And we're going to touch on this. Today, my guests are McKenna and Zach Ellis. They are in Lingle, Wyoming. Say hello, guys.
Hey. Good morning.
All right, you're coming through just fine. I got excited about having you guys on and just to share from a personal perspective the things you've done and have achieved since January and February, right? I think we started working with McKenna in January. Zach came in kind of in February. Isn't that kind of how it worked? You guys started with us at a little bit of a different time, right?
Yeah, it was right around the beginning of the year. And I think she was one appointment ahead of me.
Yeah, okay. So. Okay. And obviously they have some specific health goals that they want to achieve that, you know, we're not going to go into today because the focus of the discussion today is really on what I believe to be probably the most important thing that people need to put their investment of time and effort into, and that's to develop new disciplines and mindset about what it takes to get healthy and stay healthy and make different changes. And so I know that people are on the podcast, they can't see, you know, your before and after pictures. I would ask for permission to post those. Do you think I can do that when we post the episode out there? Do you think it's okay to do that? You guys have a problem?
Yeah, I'm fine with it.
You're okay
with
it?
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay. Yeah. All right, good. Because you guys sent me some before and after pictures here recently that blew my mind. Zach, can you just share briefly what that before and after picture is gonna reveal to people about what you've done the last 6 months or so?
Well, I'm half the man that I used to be. Well, maybe not that much, but
pretty close.
You know, a good share less.
Yeah. How much weight did you actually lose, Zach?
I think I went from 255 to 195.
Wow.
So wow. Right around that 60-pound mark.
60-pound mark. And McKenna, yours is even, although Zach's, like, the number seems, yeah, obviously it's higher, right? But how much did you also lose, McKenna?
I lost 30 pounds.
Okay. Yep. And the thing is that your before and after pictures, I mean, you can really kind of see it a little more with Zach, I guess.
Yeah.
It didn't look to me like you needed to lose 30 pounds, young lady. That's amazing.
No, it was all hidden everywhere. It just spread out evenly everywhere. But it was there, I guess. Yeah.
So the focus of the podcast today really is about the mindset. And congratulations, by the way. You've extended your lives. Obviously, you must feel better, right?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes. Yeah.
You notice a lot of things have changed about how your body performs?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
My knees don't creak as bad as they used to.
Not carrying that weight.
Nope.
Well, what I'm really interested in, and for the listeners, how old are you guys? How old are you, Zach?
I'll be 32 in 3 weeks.
Okay. And McKenna?
And I'll be 31 in also 3 weeks.
Okay. So you're kind of in that age group, right, of folks that maybe at your age aren't really dealing with, like, severe health issues, right?
Right.
So that's kind of intriguing to me. You know, you're from the younger crowd. I mean, I've got almost 30 years on both of you. So, you know, I'm in the crowd that should be doing what you're doing, right? Thank God I'm already doing those things to a degree.
Yeah.
But you know, so your mindset and the things that have changed since doing this, I want to start with you a little bit, Zach. What prompted you, and I know that you followed, there's a program by Andy Frisella, you said?
Frisella, yeah.
Thank you. That it's called the 75 Hard. Is that correct?
Yep. And one of his mottos is personal excellence is the ultimate rebellion. And so that resonated with me.
Yeah.
You know,
it resonates.
We live in a trying world of softness, I guess.
Yeah.
And so it kind of is nice to have a little bit of mental fortitude.
Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting that you mentioned that, not going along with what the crowd says is, you know, the thing to do, and just, you know, staying, you know, taking the course of least resistance in life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And people need to get uncomfortable with being uncomfortable.
Yeah. Absolutely. And actually that's the only way they're going to grow from it. You know, one of the things that I was kind of doing some review of his work, and by the way, just so you know, I think you've got me in trouble at my office, because now Jake and Rachel want to start the thing you embarked on, they want to start November 1st. And I told him, I said, listen, if you're going to do it, you got to commit 100%, right, Zach?
Yep.
There's no compromise here, right? You're wanting to do this 75-day challenge, and you want to start November 1st, so you're going to walk through Thanksgiving, and you're going to walk through Christmas, and you're going to walk through New Year's, right?
Yeah.
And so just be ready, because I think it's going to be a little bit more challenging than what... Was that what you found, Zach, is that it was a lot more to it than what you had, like, told yourself it was going to be like?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing was, like, social interactions, you know, so the things you got used to when you were no longer able to do them, you know, that was a big thing to overcome.
Yeah.
So you go out for dinner, you want to have a cheeseburger and fries and a beer with it, right? Well, now you're having a salad and iced tea.
So now, McKenna, you didn't do the 75 hard you mentioned earlier, right?
That's right.
You just kind of followed, like, some basic guidelines, but you kind of, but you still stuck to it, right?
Yeah, I really just followed kind of the diet that we had been on since starting with you.
Okay.
Which did fall in line with Zach's diet as well. So we kind of just kept on the same diet plan.
Okay.
In that way.
Okay. Do you find that, you know, this, now that you're looking over the last 6-8 months of your experience, do you find that this has, I mean, the benefits that you've gained by disciplining yourselves, has that kind of filtered over into other areas of your life? I'm very interested in hearing about this.
Yeah, I believe so. I think if nothing else, I've got clearer thinking. Like when I get to work in the morning, I can dedicate myself to the task that needs to be done and, you know, whip the room with more efficiency and better discipline.
You think you manage your time better?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's a lot of it.
Yeah. Are you getting more done in the same amount of time?
Yeah. Yeah. There are days where you just go in circles with your nail or foot nailed to the floor, but that's just called farming.
But are you find you're wasting less time?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely more efficient.
How would you say, for both of you, I want to hear, you know, both of you, do you feel this has helped, you know, those relationships that were kind of like maybe naysaying or scoffing at what you're doing, or, you know, why are you on this? Why are you doing this to yourself? Hey, come on, let's, you know, like you said, let's have that cheeseburger and a beer. Do you find that those people's relationships with you have changed?
Yeah, I think for the most part, you know, people still kind of look at you like you have two heads when you say you're following a diet and you say no to things.
But I'll bet in some ways, and correct me if this hasn't happened yet, if it hasn't, it probably will happen, but haven't some people come to you and said, hey, you know, that's kind of inspiring, or, you know, hey, great job, you know, that I'm looking at myself a little differently too. Have you had those experiences as well?
Yeah, I've had quite a few people come up to me like that, say, you know, I should really be doing something like that.
Yeah, I should do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it takes them seeing the change in you as well. In the beginning, when you still look the same, they don't see a difference, then they're like, oh, well, good luck. But then they see a difference, and then they're like, oh, maybe we should do that. You look like you're healthy.
The system works.
Yeah.
You know, that's the biggest challenge that we face in modern living is that there's so much lack of personal responsibility, it seems, that people are willing to embrace and take accountability. You know, a friend of mine many years ago used to say, you can only accept where you are or aren't in life based on your own actions and accountability. You know, and he said that in 1983. First time I ever heard it. And that, like you said earlier, Zach, you heard something that resonated with you about this. And that was one of my clarity points when I was in my young 20s, early 20s in 1983. And I think that there seems to be, and you guys correct me if I'm wrong, but there seems to be a lack of that today. We don't talk enough about personal responsibility, I don't think.
Yeah, everybody wants the quick fix. You know, they don't want to take control of their own actions. They just want to be able to snap their fingers and change.
Yeah. Do you feel a little bit more like confident about your tasks and your daily life now too? Have you noticed that adjust for you as well and change?
Yeah, I think overall, like I said, I think the biggest thing is I just have more mental clarity and more ambition.
Yeah. What about how you think? Did it change your thinking process and how you look at things?
Yeah, I definitely am more disciplined in my thinking. Just overall better.
Yeah. So when you started this journey, what did you hope to accomplish? I mean, did you set out with some specific goals, or did you just, and this is a question for both of you, obviously, or did you have a specific outcome in mind, or did you just want the experience and see what happens?
Yeah, wanted the experience, wanted to be healthier. I mean, people kept asking me, well, how much weight do you want to lose? It's just like, I don't have a set weight that I want to be. It's just I want my body to be naturally where it wants to be. And it would be nice to drop a bunch of fat and put on muscle, but wherever I was at the end of it, that's where I wanted to be.
What about you, McKenna?
Yeah, I definitely don't have a set weight or anything. It's mostly just about how I feel.
Yeah.
A lot of it even is like internally, some mentally as well. I mean, that's a benefit as well, but even just internally, when you eat the fast food and all the bad food, you really feel it, and it affects your entire day.
Yeah.
So
It's like putting 85 octane in a Bugatti. It still works, but you're not going to get the performance out of it that you're expecting.
Absolutely. What seemed to be the biggest challenge, and I'll let both of you answer this because you might have obviously different experiences on this, but was it more challenging to work with the diet side of things, or like activities, or is there other, what other disciplines did you guys add in that you wanted to start making a part of your daily routine that you knew would, you know, kind of help take you in the direction of your health goals?
I think my biggest one was time management, you know, trying to fit in both workouts in the day and then the reading. Luckily, we had already been following the diet for almost 6 months. So that part we had already established pretty well.
Okay.
But yeah, it was the fitting things in and doing them in an orderly manner and then still getting your 9 to 5 done.
You know, it's interesting you touched on that. What do you think was most challenging for you, McKenna, as far as adding in like the routine?
I think in the beginning, the diet was the hardest part. That's a really hard thing to change and
get
over cravings. And I mean, that was just really difficult. But after just 1 week of sticking to it really consistently, then you really start to feel it. And then it got a lot easier. And then at that point, working out was harder. Making the time, finding the time.
So diet and movement. So the thing that comes to mind too on this is that,
Good morning.
The thing that comes to mind on this for me as well is that most people don't, you know, here's one of the things I share with clients all the time is that everybody's got a to-do list. You mentioned the 9 to 5, right? And it's kind of like the grind, right? Like that's the norm. Like this is, okay, I'm going to get up. I'm going to embrace this. This is what I got to do, right? And sometimes some days are better than others in terms of my mental outlook on doing that, right? But I know this is what I got to do. And what you guys have reminded me of that I try to share with clients all the time is that we all have a to-do list, right? We all have this, let's get this done on Monday, and this is what I've got going on my list on Tuesday, and here's my calendar or whatever, and whatever. And the truth of the matter is that most people never take the time to put themselves on that to-do list, right? And this forces you, it seems like, what I'm hearing, a message from both of you, is that this forces you to make you important again on a daily basis, and then add in those other things. Does that sound accurate?
Yeah. And one of the hardest things, too, on this whole journey was learning how to tell other people no. Like somebody offers you a beer and you say, no. And then they keep, well, why not? It's just one beer. It's just like, well, because I'm working on myself right now. So I would really like to stay on this path. And I don't know what me not drinking a beer is going to affect you, but somehow it is.
Yeah. You know, you're touching on something that I've been playing with a lot lately. Well, for years now, but it seems to me that people are more invested in outward, what's going on the outside, as to blame that for what's going on the inside, you know, instead of if there's fear or if there's, you know, lack of consistency, lack of discipline, lack of motivation. And then we want to point fingers, it seems, almost like on a societal sense, maybe. But we want to point fingers as, well, they're to blame and that's the reason that I do what I do. And the reality of it is that no. That stuff comes from within. You know, you guys' ability to make the decisions that you've made, the commitments that you've stuck to, right? That comes from within. The outside influences don't get to dictate those choices. I do. And I think that's what I'm hearing you say.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of that. Like, you're in complete control of your own emotions. So However you react to a situation, there's nobody to blame but you.
Yeah, that's so true. Inwardly guided rather than outwardly influenced, right?
Yep.
And you're developing those mindsets. So are you, let me ask you this, here's the $1 million question. Are either one of you going to do that 75 hard again? I know you didn't really do it, McKenna, but you were like right there. Are you going to do that again?
So with that program, it's 75 hard is just kind of the first phase. And then so the entire program is the Live Hard Challenge. So the next step is 30 days with all of the same tasks, but then you add three other tasks. And so like one of them that you add is a 5-minute cold shower. So it just another thing of, you know, it's something that you really don't want to do, but put yourself in an uncomfortable situation, but learn how to deal with it.
Yeah. Yeah, that
is.
You're
gonna do it.
Yeah.
So when do you start that journey, Zach?
So I can do it anytime in the next 30 days.
Oh, you can add then, those other three?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So I think I'm gonna take the rest of this week off and then start up on Monday. I'm a glutton for punishment.
No, actually, you know, personal development is one of the most important things that we go through in life, and we don't talk enough about it. You know, there's an old saying, I can only have what I am, but the only way I can have more than I have is to become more than I am. You know, and we all as individuals, you know, created by God, we have the ability to make those decisions and to walk through that. And yeah, it's uncomfortable, but it's worth it, you know?
Yep.
So it's good. I'm glad that you're on this. McKenna, are you going to join in with him on some of these?
I think someday I'll do it. I'm not quite there yet, but I mean, watching him do it, it was inspiring. And
yeah.
And so now I'm like, okay, well, if he can do it, I can do it.
She's really excited for the cold shower part.
Yeah, I'm not doing the second one. No, I'm not showering here. It's nice.
You know,
I don't have any body fat to keep me warm anymore.
Oh, that is classic. That is classic. So for our listeners, as we get ready to wrap this up, and I greatly appreciate you guys taking the time to kind of share some of your experiences and the changes that it's made with you. I mean, so let me ask you this: if you were to stop right now, Zach, and kind of just, okay, I'm hitting right here, I'm staying. Don't you think that you've developed some skills or some mindset strength that's going to be better for the rest of your life?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm in control of my own life, finally. I'm able to say no and continue to better myself. And reading is still hard, but at the same time, I've learned to enjoy it.
Yeah, so that's interesting you touch on that. What are the different challenges that you accepted during your first 75 hard challenge? Or what were some of the things that you added? I know it was diet, and you said workout twice a day?
Yep, twice a day. Two workouts, each 45 minutes each. And so I would do one weighted exercise in the morning. And then the second exercise has to be outside. So that's another thing. Doesn't matter if it's raining, snowing, windy. It's one of those that it's to make you do things that are uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But then a gallon of water a day, minimum. And then 10 pages of reading and a progress picture. And if you missed any of those, you start over from day one.
Wow.
And no cheat meals, no alcohol.
Yep.
With the diet.
Wow.
Yep.
And so you're going to stick with that type of routine and within 30 days add three more new disciplines? Is that what I'm understanding?
Yep.
So the 5 minute cold shower you're going to add, what are the other two you're thinking about?
Future visualization is one of them. So it's 10 minutes a day to stop and just sit and think about and actually visualize where you're going, where you want to be. And then he's got powerless tasks. And so you've got to do 8 of those in a day. And that's just things that to help build a habit.
Mm-hmm.
So whether it's setting a bedtime or setting a time to wake up or any other discipline, like, well, I'm going to do dishes. And then once it becomes habit, you're supposed to enter in a new task.
Well, McKenna, like that. Get them dishes done, Zach. Yes.
Let me pick which ones you do.
Let McKenna pick those 8.
Laundry, counters.
I am running out of ideas. So.
Oh, I'm sure McKenna's got lots of ideas for you, yeah. Zach.
Yeah.
Hey, pretty soon I'm just going to be digging holes in the yard for fun.
6 feet deep.
Yep.
What's that?
6 feet deep.
Six feet deep. Oh, that's great.
Hey, if you don't hear from me in the next 30 days, like,
yeah.
Pray for me.
I will be happy to do so. Yeah, I love that. I mean, you know, they're talking about in control, but not in charge. McKenna's still in charge. You're just in control, huh, Zach?
Yep, absolutely.
All right, McKenna, let's chat a little bit with you on some of this. Are you going to, what all of this are you going to embrace? I'm very curious.
Out of the 75 hard challenge,
yeah.
Like parts of it.
Yeah.
The diet is easy now because I don't want to eat anything else that's not on it.
Yeah.
So sticking with that, the gallon of water, I really like that idea. Yep, there you go.
This is my 75er. Yeah. I do 2 a day.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had to find something that was a visual for me, and I found that at Natural Grocers, and they said that's 75 ounces. I said, great. I'm going to pound 2 of those a day.
Yeah. Yeah, 1 by lunch, 1 by supper.
Yep. So you're not up all night.
Yes. Yeah. That's the downfall of a gallon of water.
One of the things that I'm reminded of with this is, you know, when we're working with people all the time, and this is something that I know that you guys are, because of the personal choices and the commitment that you've made to yourself, which is completely evident to improve the quality of your life and take responsibility for it and accountability for it, is to set people up for daily wins, right? So, like, one of the things, I have a client that's been with me for a long time. She struggles with diet, right? I'm going to make sure as soon as we post this podcast, I'm going to shoot it over to her, you know, and say, look, you're not the only one. You're not in this alone, but yes, it can be done. Get up in the morning, do 15 ounces to 20 ounces of water first thing out of there, you know, make your bed, get up at the same time. Just set yourself up for these daily wins. They don't have to be, and this is what I'm hearing you confirm for me, they don't have to be this like monumental accomplishment. They need to be a consistent daily win. You know, reading 10 pages, for some people, that's nothing, right? But for others, that seems like a daunting task, just to read 10 pages, you know, of a good book or a personal improvement book or the Bible or whatever it is, you know, a book on positive meditations, whatever that is. To some people, doing 10 pages they break out in sweats.
Yeah,
I can work out for days, but you put a book in front of me and I get a little scared.
Well, believe it or not, Zach, I'm the same way. I have to force myself, and I've got, you know, stuff that, you know, from a professional standpoint, you know, you have to engage with that stuff. But just for me personally, it's a real challenge. I love audiobooks. Do they count?
Not on this challenge. It has to be physical reading.
Okay. Well, as we get ready to wrap up, I thank you so much, you guys, for taking the time to do this. You know, I really appreciate you know, you inspire me. You confirm for me things that I already knew to be true. And it's wonderful to see you doing this for yourselves. I look forward to seeing your lives continue to improve in many ways because of it. I guarantee you it will. And as we get ready to wrap up, is there one little pearl or one little word of encouragement? There it is. That you could share. I want to hear from both of you, but something that you could just leave the listeners with that might be struggling with developing some of these disciplines and changing their lives.
I would say the one for me, like I said earlier, is get through the first week. Get through a whole week of it, and whether it is your diet or your workout or drinking water, whatever, get through a whole week of it and you get used to it. You start to feel different and start enjoying the changes. Get through the first tough week. And then it gets easier.
Yeah. And I would say for me would be, you know, if you look at that task, it seems really daunting, but you'll feel so much better when it's done and out of the way. So you realize that some of the obstacles that you put up in your own life, whether you're doing them or not, it's still going to affect you mentally, because if you don't do them, then you're just going to sit and dwell on them. So the best thing to do is just get it done, whip it out, and move on.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you so much for sharing that, you guys. That's really good stuff. I look forward to getting this out there to the world, and we'll do this again, maybe in, you know, 6 months or a year. We'll check in and see how the challenges are going. Yeah, absolutely. My pleasure. We'll see if your front yard has a bunch of holes in it by then or something, Zach.
Yes.
Okay. All right, guys.
Sounds good.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Hey, my pleasure. So for Zach and McKenna, this is Dan Young here in Cheyenne, Wyoming. We're going to sign off today. Thank you so much for tuning in to Total Wellness Radio and making us a part of your day. That's going to do it for this episode of Total Wellness Radio. Thank you so much for making us a part of your day. Remember, if you are a practitioner in the healing arts and would like to have your own interview on Total Wellness Radio, please reach out to me, 307-631-5300. That's 307-631-5300. Send me a text message, your name and your modality, and let's get you scheduled to be on an upcoming episode of Total Wellness Radio.